right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. If you guys are listening to this around the sort of the 24th, 25th, 26th of July, then I'm currently not here. I'm in Spain where I'm on holiday, and I've recorded this a few days beforehand to give you something to put out there while I'm away. I don't know if something's happened in the meantime. I'm actually recording this on the 17th of July. So if something's happened in the meantime, if Oasis have got back together again or something, then I've not been able to talk about it because I'm currently in Spain without access to all my equipment. So, so who knows? If Oasis have got back together again, great. If there's been big announcements of reunion tours, fantastic. And I will be sharing my views with you about it very soon. But yeah, I don't think that's happened. But anyway, what we're going to do today is we are going to be going through your rankings. When I say you, I mean the people that follow me on Twitter, which is a lot of you guys. Of every single released Oasis song, based on the scores that you guys gave them when I put them out on Twitter. So over the years, as I've been doing the Oasis A to Z feature, where we're up to G at the moment, so we've still got quite a way to go, I put out a poll every time. What do you guys think of it? And because on Twitter you can only do four options, it would always be 2, 3, 4, or 5 out of five. And I'd get people to vote and I'd see what the average score would be, you know, when we did that. And yeah, so I would just tick those along as and when sort of we did an Oasis A to Z. But then a few months ago, Elon Musk, after he bought Twitter, said that he was going to take away the option of voting in polls for people unless you had a blue tick, which is where you actually have to pay to have Twitter. And so I thought, well, we've got to get our votes in then. So I ended up blitzing through all the Oasis A to Z votes, all within a space of a few days. And so what that gave me was basically probably the biggest ever conducted survey ranking of Oasis songs from Oasis fans, because we've done every single song. And on average, most of them had like 300, 400, 500 votes. So I think that's quite a lot. You know, that's thousands of little individual clicks on polls to get us to this point. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk through them. I've also just had a look at where I had them in my overall ranking. So I can kind of give you a thought of my thoughts on it and whether I think it's sort of low or high, depending on where I had it in my ranking. And and just to give you a heads up, because it was 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, even the lowest songs are like 2.6 or whatever. And then the highest songs, I think, goes up to like 4.9 or something, because obviously you can't have, you know, no song's going to have 100% 2 or 100% 5. So they're all kind of in between that. If you want to give it a score out of 10, then you double it, and then all the 2.6s become 5.2s or whatever. But yeah, we're just going to go with the out of 5 score. So that's what we're doing today. So without any further Freddy ado, let's go to the list. We'll be right back. So, in last place, as you guys voted, in 142 was The Cage. Now, The Cage, if you don't know, is the instrumental track at the very, very end of Heathen Chemistry. So after Better Man finishes, there's a big, big, big wait, about half an hour, and then this instrumental comes in. And this instrumental is fine, to be honest. I don't hate it. I had it a bit higher. I had it nine places ahead at 134, so it's obviously not a favourite for me, but actually it's inoffensive. I just kind of think it's a bit pointless, really. I don't enjoy it. I don't think it's that interesting. It's just an instrumental that's fine. It's got quite a cool guitar line. We know that the guys were listening to a lot of like Peter Green era Fleetwood Mac at the time, so that's obviously a big influence. And I think they were just enjoyed kind of jamming around at this time. The band was back as a band for the first time in years, really, and also with musicians that could just jam. That wasn't necessarily the case before with Tony and Bonehead and Gwigs. So to have this sudden like band of real proper musicians, I can imagine it's a nice vibe in the studio, and they just really enjoyed putting this thing together and they wanted to put it out there, and that's fine. But as I said, it's pretty kind of pointless to me. I'd just rather the album ended after Better Man. I did see one comment on I think YouTube for it, because obviously you can't listen to it on the CD or whatever on streaming without fast forwarding for half an hour. I think I saw a comment on YouTube sort of saying, I love this tune. I put it on like late at night or after I've like had a smoke or something like that. And you think, yeah, I can see that. I can see why someone would put it on like that, in the same way that someone listens to like Pink Floyd and things like that. It's quite chilled out. So I get it, but yeah, not for me. Pretty boring and pointless. Next up at number 141. Is another one from Heathen Chemistry. This is A Quick Peep, which is that quick little Andy Bell instrumental that's on Heathen Chemistry. I had this quite a bit higher. I had it 127. It's inoffensive. I like it. I never skip it. It's a nice little tune. Once again, probably influenced by sort of Peter Green era Fleetwood Mac. I think that's what Andy has said about it as well. And it's a nice sort of piece of playing, actually. You can hear the picking and everything. It's quite a skilled little piece of guitar work. He has played it live. He did it at I think it was like a gig in Iceland or something, where he did a little acoustic gig, and he played it, which was fun. I think he's also played it in lockdown as well. When you see him do it, it's real like skill, because it's a fun little piece. But yeah, it's not much more than that. It's a minute or so long, nice little instrumental piece. Fun, yep, good, nice little piece, but nothing particularly exciting over there. So I think it's a bit harsh. It's a bit 141. I had it a little bit higher, as I said, 127. Oh, just to give you the scores, 142 The Cage got 2.65. And A Quick Peep got 2.75. All right, next up at number 140, it's another Andy Bell song. Sorry, Andy, these aren't coming out too well for you right now. And this is The Nature of Reality, which is his track from Dig Out Your Soul. And it only got 2.75, which gives us the position here at 140, or third from last. I had it 125, so I've still got it very low, but obviously quite a bit higher than this. And it's never one I enjoyed back in the day. It was always a sort of a skip track, to be honest, when listening to Dig Out Your Soul. It's one of the later album ones, the Dig Out Your Soul second half, where it does drop off. The first half of Dig Out Your Soul, I think, is excellent. Second half definitely drops off, and this is one of the songs that I kind of put into that bracket of songs in the second half of that album that drag it down. I probably got into it more when I interviewed Andy Bell, because he spoke about, obviously I listened to it a few times, listened to all this stuff before I interviewed him. It's probably the most researched I'd done for an interview. But I listened to all of them, and I did really hammer Nature of Reality. And especially when he talked about the lyrics, because he sort of said in my interview, like, oh, he was really worried because his parents are devout Christians. And, you know, and he was sort of being quite anti-religion in the lyrics. And, you know, I'd never even thought about that. Is he? You know, I just let the lyrics pass me by. And it was more of the main thing I thought about that song is just boom, 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 boom. The that stompy sort of drums. Not too dissimilar to Importance of Being Idle, I suppose. It's almost like umpa-pa or something drums. But yeah, that's the main thing that sticks out to me. And the sort of guitar work. And yeah, but in terms of melody and stuff, never stuck out. But having researched that interview and then having listened to the song after that interview, thinking more about the lyrics, I do have a lot more respect for it. And so it probably moved up in my estimation because of that. But I understand why it's down here. It's not particularly dynamic. It's not Oasis, really. Yeah, so it is here at 140. At 139, we have the song that I guess most people would have thought of as being the last place, which is Little James from Standing on the Shoulder of Giants 2000. It scored slightly higher, 2.77. I had it at position 129. So I've got it, you know, like in the bottom 20, but close to the top of the bottom 20, if you know what I mean. Whereas, yeah, here it is fourth from last, 139th place. I think that's a bit harsh, really. I know it's probably the lyrics, the famously dreadful lyrics, live for your toys, even though they make noise. It's not good, is it? And have you ever played with plasticine, even tried a trampoline? It's, yeah, the lyrics are bad and they are not good enough to have been on an album released by a top band. You know, you do not expect that from a top band, to have lyrics as bad as that or as childish and silly as that. But personally, I've got no problem with it. It's for me, it goes down with like Octopus's Garden or Good Night from the Beatles, where it's more like it's a lullaby. You know, it's a little song dedicated to a little boy, and I think it's quite sweet. And then also, I think what really elevates it is near the end, when it sort of goes quite epic and you've got quite cool guitar lines. And, you know, and it just goes a bit, you know, I like Liam's Na 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 in the end and stuff. Yeah, it elevates it. So for the production and everything else around it, I think it's really good. The melody is very, very basic. As I say, it was Liam's first attempt at a song, so it was fair enough. And yeah, so I think it's quite harsh being all the way down at 139, but I do understand it. And I suppose in 2000, Oasis still had a lot more eyes on them than they did probably once we get into like a quick peep in the cage and stuff like that. And it's also being Liam's first song. So it's like, oh, Liam's written a song. Let's make sure we check it out. So it's probably the most known like Oasis bad song. There's a lot of other Oasis bad songs, but people don't know them. So yeah, when people go, oh, Little James is definitely the worst, and I go, have you heard Pass Me Down the Wine? No. So yeah, they just don't know it. But anyway, we haven't had Pass Me Down the Wine yet. We'll see where that ends up. Right, 138, we have the first Gem Archer entry, which is The Quiet Ones from 2005. It was a B-side from the Don't Believe the Truth era. And it got 2.8. So we're getting into things where people are mainly choosing three. You know, more people are choosing three than two. Or maybe it's, you know, two is the majority, but then you have some fours and fives bringing up the average, I suppose. I had The Quiet Ones at 140. So I had it actually a couple of places below here. But yeah, I do think this is about right. Interestingly, you know, on that recent Noel Gallagher interview, so my last episode, if you heard it, was the Noel Gallagher interview with Matt Morgan, where they did the Oasis quiz. And he threw away a little offhand comment that kind of confirmed something I'd thought over the years, that Noel had very little to do with the later B-sides. When he said, oh yeah, they were doing the B-sides at that point, you know, I thought, aha, yep, that's exactly what I thought. Because a lot of these later Oasis B-sides, just they feel like there's a lack of Noel. I think Noel brings a certain level of quality, or a certain level of, you know, things have to pass the muster with Noel. And a lot of these later Oasis B-sides I don't think do. And The Quiet Ones are one of those. It's okay as a song. It's fine. It really doesn't stick with me. And I think because it's quite slow and boring. And so it's not one I'd ever choose to put on. So, for instance, it's probably a better song overall than something like Eyeball Tickler, you know, or I Can See a Liar or something like that. But because it's so slow, I never want to put that one on. So no, I completely understand why it is down here at 138, because I had it at 140. Right, next up, 137. It is another one from Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. It is Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. .82 out of 5. I had this quite a bit higher, 114. Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, I always lump in with another song that will be coming up shortly, I Can See a Liar, as the two very basic, just straightforward, like three chord kind of rock songs on that album. Slightly weird production, very basic lyrics, very basic structures and stuff, and just not really that good, kind of throwaway sort of songs that, you know, that really probably shouldn't have made the album but did. So I don't mind it actually, and I probably wouldn't skip it most of the time. I do enjoy it, but I completely understand it's just generally not a very good song. And it's a massive rip-off from that Doors song. I think, is it called Roadside Blues? With your hands right upon the wheel, that one. So, yeah, not brilliant. Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. 137. I had it a bit higher, 114. Okay, next up we have one of the least heard Oasis songs, I Believe in All. So this is a Liam Gallagher written song. It came out as like an EP track. Back into sort of 2009, one of the last things they sort of released, and it's not brilliant. It's pretty, it's got that sort of later Liam thing, where he's sort of trying to write these kind of quite epic-y songs, lyric wise, but the actual song itself is very basic, and it's. You know, it's got that kind of stompy thing, and it feels more like a BDI song, really. You know, that's where we were seeing them going with a lot of these B-sides. It's like, okay, this is what we get when Oasis doesn't have Noel involved, and that's what it became with BDI. So I Believe in All is pretty basic, not very good lyrics, typical kind of early Liam lyrics. It's got a bit to it, which you know, I prefer over a lot of the quieter ones, but yeah, not amazing. You guys had it at 136, 2.85 out of 5. I had it at 138, so actually a couple of places lower. Next up at 135, we have the other brother from Standing on Shoulder of Giants, which is I Can See a Liar. You guys had that at 2.9. I had it quite significantly higher. I had it at 106. And the reason for that is because I like kind of the scuzziness of it. I like the just out and out rock of it. And I like the, especially the version they did on David Letterman. I really like that. I actually do like that as a song. The album version, I can take or leave, really, primarily because it's got, I just really don't like the production. It's got a kind of a weird noise going through it. It's like the producer was just like, yeah, these songs are really not very good. We really do need to do something different with them. So they just sort of threw all these kind of sound effects and choral keyboard effects and different noises and stuff at them just to sort of do something different, because the songs just really weren't good enough, especially, yeah, I Can See a Liar and Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. So, yeah, so I Can See a Liar is 135 and I had it at 106. Okay, next up after that is Those Swollen Hand Blues, 2.9. I had this quite a lot higher at 117. This is a very strange one. It's one of those sort of weird, quirky, later Noel kind of B-sides where, you know, it's like, what is he playing at? You know, it's probably one of the strangest ones in the Oasis back catalogue. Obviously, it's a play on the Pink Floyd song. It's very, like, quiet and strange. And, yeah, one that doesn't necessarily jump out to me is one I'd want to listen to. I wouldn't skip it if it came on shuffle, because it is sort of a little bit quirky and different. So, yeah, I don't mind it. I had it at 117. You guys had it at 134. Okay, one above that we have Strange Thing at 133. Actually, it's one of the earliest kind of, because later on it was released as the part of the, when they put out the live demonstration tape. So it's from 1993, actually. And so it's one of the very earliest things that they've recorded that has officially been released. Obviously, we've had all the See the Sun and Take Me and all them, but they've never officially been released. So yeah, in terms of what's been officially put out, this is one of the earliest things, and it's definitely got that kind of early Oasis sound. It's got that early Liam vocal. I had it a lot higher. I had it at 91. You guys had it at 133. I think one of the reasons I like it really is because of the Brandon Aaron's cover version of it. You know, Brandon did a fantastic cover version of it. Brandon, who's been on the podcast a few times and stuff. So it's sort of one of those things when you hear it in a different context, you think, oh, that's a really good song. I've probably listened to Brandon's version more than the Oasis version now. So I listened to the Oasis version. I'm like, oh, wait, how come it didn't do that bit? And it's like, oh, no, that's Brandon's. But I do really like this. It's got that cool early Oasis sound. And I like the guitar riff. That's just cool. It's I liked it when Noel would do these like fun little guitar riffs and stuff. He doesn't do it as much now. Get back to doing that, Noel. That's what we want. But anyway, you guys didn't like it very much. 2.91, 133. I had it at 91. So it's my highest rank so far. Next up, now, it is very interesting how this is so high. Can You See It Now? I Can See It Now. This is my least favourite song, number 143 out of 143. So it's interesting that you guys have put it a little bit higher, average 2.92 and what, 132. So you've got it about what, 10th from bottom, which is impressive, seeing as I say I think it's the worst song they ever did. But I can kind of understand it, because, you know, some of those things like I Believe in All and you know, The Cage and The Quick Peep, you know, really you're either going to think they were okay or bad. Whereas I can understand with this, a lot of people will think it's bad, like me, but then a lot of people will think it's brilliant. You know, and I know, I think Richard Bowes loves it. I know that quite a few people have said, I think Andy Middleton loves it from, you know, regular podcast collaborators. So I get it. If you're into sort of quirky, off-kilter kind of strange prog or whatever, then maybe you'd like this. But for me, it's unlistenable. Just drags on and on and on and on, and it's kind of off key and it's sort of annoying, and it just does my head in, so I can't physically listen to the thing. I have to skip it. So I rarely get to the bit where you start to hear Noel go, "Can you see it now? I can see it now." So yeah, a fun experiment. I get what they were playing at, but just an unpleasant listening experience. I've got it in dead last, 143. And I actually had it in last out of everything. That was below BDI, below Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds as well, as my least favourite thing any of the Gallaghers have ever done. So yeah, I don't like it. You guys liked it a little bit more. 132. Right, 131, we have the Untitled Demo. That's from the Chase and the Sun Sessions, 2.94. out of 5. I had it a bit lower. I had it 137. Of the two kind of demos, I think If We Shadows is a few places above. We'll talk about that in a sec. I think If We Shadows had a bit more to it in terms of maybe just even the fact that the title is sung in the song, because then you kind of remember, oh, If We Shadows, that's the one that goes, "If we shadows are even what we say we are." Whereas Untitled, you go, "Wait, what's that one? What's that one?" And you have to kind of remember, or you have to go and listen to it or look up lyrics. And it's the one that's like, "Only for the young as a na 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 na, and all we feel, and all we'll kneel." So you go, "Oh yeah, that's good actually." And I do think it's a good song. I do think that kind of if I was presented with, you know, 20 demos of Noel's songs, and it was all the demos from Be Here Now era or Standing on Shoulders era, and that was one of them, I'd be like, "Oh, definitely do that. That was a really good one." But when this is the finished kind of song to compare, there's not enough there. You know, it is just literally Noel kind of playing through. I don't think he's really thought through all his ideas yet. It probably needs a bit of pruning and a bit of messing around with. We kind of know how he writes songs. He sits and he plays the chords over and over again. He hums, he sings to himself, and then he finally kind of gets it together. It feels like this needed a few more days, a bit more time in the oven, and it could have been something really good. But as it is, it's sort of a nice idea of a demo, but never really taken through to where it should be. So 131 for you guys. I had it at a bit lower, 137. All right, next up we have another Liam song, this one from Dig Out Your Soul, Ain't Got Nothing. Now, I was quite surprised to hear this so low, actually. So this scored 2.95. I had it quite a lot higher. I had it at 96. You guys got it at 130. I really like this. I think it's got a really cool groove to it. I like the drumming. I like Liam's vocal. Here's a song singing along. It's sort of got that kind of sneery, almost like Nirvana-y or Sex Pistols-y. I think it's great. And I like the fact it doesn't stay as welcome. It's done. It's over. I like the fact they played it live. You know, I just generally think it's there's not a huge amount to it. It's not bloody Champagne Supernova. But I really like those later kind of Oasis songs that have got a bit of bite and snarl to them. They didn't have that as much in the later days. So to get something like this was like a sort of a later years bonus for me. Really like it. But you guys didn't so much. You had it at 130, 2.95 out of 5. But I had it a bit higher at 96. All right, next up we have If We Shadows, as we just talked about, Untitled Demo. This is 129. And once again, as I said, I think it's really the same argument as the previous one. Needed more time in the oven, needed to be fleshed out a bit. You know, even when you listen to like Angel Child and things like that, you know, he's doing kind of overdubs and he's doing like there's extra bits and pieces. This doesn't have any of that. You know, this is just a really straight Noel singing with an acoustic guitar. And I think it's got some, it's got a really nice melody. As I said, it could have ended up being an album track if he really worked on it and stuff. It could have been 100 places higher. But as it is, it's just pretty basic. So, yeah, 130 for you guys. I had it at 136. All right, next up, 128. And we are now into the three and above average songs. So everything up to now was less than three, which you'd probably say is not good. Three is then 6 out of 10, which most people you say that's positive then. I think most people 5 out of 10, you know, is negative really. No, it's over half, but come on. Someone said a film was 5 out of 10. I don't think that's good. I think you'd have to be at least 6 out of 10 to be okay. So these are now what I suppose what you guys have deemed to be good. Soldier On is there at 128, 3.01 out of 5. I had it significantly lower. I had it at 139, so about a fourth from bottom. It is a slog. It's a slog. It's a Liam song. And it doesn't really go anywhere. You have a bit of an instead of a chorus. And then you just have him going, Soldier On. Soldier On, like over and over again at the end, which is just really dull to me. And it's got that same thing like we were talking about with the cage. Which they did a lot around this time, that kind of rhythm. And I just find it quite boring. You know, it's just obviously maybe Gem loved that rhythm or Andy Bell loved it or the drummer loved it, I don't know, but, you know, I just, it doesn't blow me away. I like the doof, 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 you know, that's, you know, I like Tony McCarroll punk drumming or Alan White kind of, you know, funky, not this sort of, doof, 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 you know, that Zach was doing and stuff. It's just quite dull, I think. But anyway, yeah, this does nothing for me at all. I will always skip it. The only thing that I appreciate about it is kind of the fact that it summed up where Oasis were and that it's the last track on the album where they are soldiering on. They're just going through the motions. So that's cool that that kind of works, but it's not good at all, is it? It really shouldn't have been on the album. It shouldn't have been released, I don't think. So not the greatest from Liam here. Yeah, so you guys had it at 128. I had it at 139. Now we've got two in a row from the Don't Believe the Truth era Liam B-sides. So I had them next to each other at 141 and 142. You guys have got them next to each other in 126, 127. Both scored 3.02 out of 5. And that is Won't Let You Down and Pass Me Down the Wine. Now, these two, for me, are the perfect example of that later era B-side. Noel, was he even in the studio? Probably not, by the sounds of it. Liam's voice is bad. He's in his most kind of Kermit era. Won't let you down. He can hardly even get the notes. They're quite dull. I know some people really like them, but to me, they're just not good enough as songs. They're just like... This is not even for B-sides. You know, if this was like something my daughter's friend came up with, I'd be like, oh, that's good. But then I'd be like, that's rubbish. you know, that's not good enough. It's not good enough to put that out. So yeah, both of them, very bad songs, not acceptable at that level. So yeah, why the hell they put them out? I mean, I get it. Liam was sort of working through it, and Gavin and Andy were like, yeah, it's good, Liam. Yeah, let's put that out. And Noel was just like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. So yeah, not very good. You guys had them a lot higher than I did, 126 and 127. I had them at 141 and 142. All right, next up we have at 125, we have Sitting Here in Silence on My Own, which is a B-side from the Don't Believe the Truth era. 3.03 out of 5. I had this at 100. Yeah, I quite like this, actually. It's sort of, it's one of those, it's another one, a bit like Who Put the Weight of the World or Those Holden Hand Blues, that it's a Noel Gallagher later B-side where, you know, it's quite introspective, it's different, it's a bit quieter, but it's slightly weirder. I like the instrumentation, I like Noel's voice. Overall, I think it's a really well-written song and everything, and I do really like it. But yeah, I can understand why you guys have got it relatively low here at 125, because, you know, if you're going to listen to sort of Noel introspective quiet, you probably want to listen to, like, you know, Take Me Away or Talk Tonight or something like that. You know, not one of these like later ones, really. So, yeah, so decent enough. You guys have got it 125. I had it at 100. All right, next up we have Get Off Your High Horse, Lady, at number 124. I had it a lot lower. I had it 135. And this is one of those that sort of, you know, one of those later Dig Up Your Soul ones, same as we talked about Nature of Reality, that you just think, oh, we cannot be bothered to like slog through another one of these mid-paced, stompy kind of slow, you know, it's got like the vocal sort of got weird production on it, so you can't even enjoy it. Plus, the melody is a ripoff of High Heeled Sneakers, so you don't give it extra points for like, well, it's got a good melody. No, it's just the melody of High Heeled Sneakers and High Horse Lady. So it's, you can really tell he's just ripped off the melody from something else. That chorus, not really a chorus, just him going lay down. You know, that's not really good enough, is it? So no, all in all, it goes on too long. I know some people liked it. I know I did a episode with Michael Hart from Australia, and he actually liked it a lot more than I did. I know some people really like the strange sort of production style. It's got kind of that boom, boom, ba ba da ba down, boom, and it's almost like a Western or something. But yeah, for me, no, it could, if it was a Western, it can certainly go the way of the cowboy and be extinct. 123, I was really surprised about this one. This is one of the biggest kind of disparities I've got. You guys have got Street Fighting Man, only 3.1 out of 5, and I've got it at number 47. I love their cover of Street Fighting Man, I think it's brilliant. So why the hell is it 3.1 here? Who is not giving that 4? You know, what you've got there is most people giving it 3, few people giving it 2, and maybe a handful of people giving it 4 or 5. But yeah, only 3.1 for Street Fighting Man. And looking down, actually, that's the first like proper release, really. It's the lowest rated proper release from the 90s. Because up to now we've had Strange Thing, but that was only a later sort of release. We've got Untitled Demo and If We Shadows, and then Street Fighting Man. So it just feels really harsh. So yeah, just don't understand why you guys have put it so low, actually. I just actually went and checked there, just double check I hadn't made an error. But no, I didn't. And there's one mention, I mentioned him a minute ago, Michael Hart in Australia, said their worst cover, horrible, pointless. I don't agree, Michael. I think it's really good. I think Liam's voice is great. I think it's got a bit more oomph to it, because the Stones version, I think, is quite... it's very acoustic-y and sort of percussion-y, whereas the Oasis version's got a lot more bite and aggression to it. If you're singing about Street Fighting Man, that's what you want. You want some bite and aggression. So, yeah, no, I think this is really good. As I say, I've got it at 47, top 50 for me. You guys obviously don't agree. 123. And worse than, like, the Heroes cover and the Helter Skelter cover, in your guys' opinion. Wow, don't get that at all. I think that's really good. All right, let's... Next up is 122. It is Force of Nature. So this is from the Healing Chemistry album, 3.11. I had this a lot. I had this, well, very similar, actually. I had it at 120. You guys got it at 122. I thought I had this lower. Yeah, I don't really like this one. I think it's a bit too ploddy and stompy. And even a smoking on my cash, burning on my stash kind of melody. It sort of does my head in a bit. I'd rather Liam sang it. It's one of those Noel ones where you just think, oh, Liam could have sung that. It would have been a lot better. But yeah, never really liked Force of Nature, to be honest, particularly. Quite surprised to put it that high, 120. But yeah, you guys obviously don't rate it as high as well. You've got it at 122. At 121, we have Probably All in the Mind, also from Healing Chemistry. Got three Healing Chemistries in a row here, actually. It's interesting. Probably All in the Mind, 3.12 out of 5. I had it a bit higher. I had it at 111, not hugely higher, to be fair. And yeah, I think it's a funny one, this one. I sort of think of it more of an Andy Bell song than a Noel song, because I suppose because it sort of got him talking at the start. He says, "That'll do me." And it's got that quite prominent sort of do 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 bass line all through it, so it makes me think more of a bassy sort of song. It makes me think of Andy, but no, it's an old song, and it's just, I think it's very, very derivative. I think that's the problem with it. In the end, we'll leave it all behind, you know, is a reference to the Ride song. It's got that same sort of revolvery sort of feel that a lot of this has got. I think there's a big Gem sort of influence around this time. He's obviously loves that sort of album and that sort of era. And a lot of songs have got that kind of rhythm to them, and that bass line as well. So it's I think it's fine. I don't mind it very much. It's got sort of a weird sort of fun kind of 60s psychedelic-y feel to it. But yeah, it's one I'd... most of the time I would skip it. All right, so the next one above that, also from Healing Chemistry, we have Hung in a Bad Place. I had this a bit higher. You guys have got it at 120. I had it at 103. And really, the reason for that is I just think it's got sort of a bit of a bounce to it. You know me, I do like the louder and more aggressive ones. That's really what I want from Oasis most of the time. And so I know it's not particularly, you know, it's not the best song ever written or ever recorded, but I like the fact it's sort of very glammy and the guitar's clanging in it, Liam's vocal, the way the chorus is delivered with the drums and everything and the breakdowns. Yeah, I think it's a really fun sort of glammy rock tune. So yes, I've got it a bit higher at 103. You guys have got it at 120. All right, next up is To Be Where There's Life, which is another Gem Archer song. It's Gem's song from Dig Out Your Soul. You guys had it 3.13 in 119th. I had it at 112. So very, very close to where you guys had it. And yeah, this is another one of those later in Dig Out Your Soul. It just gets boring. It's just sloggy and ploddy and boring. And yeah, it's a skip for me. I don't really get it. Why did they have so many of these slow, ploddy, boring songs in a row at the end of that album? goodness sake. But anyway, yeah, it's not a huge amount more to say about it because I skip it all the time, so I can't remember much about it, to be honest. But yeah, not a particularly good song. At 119. Okay, 118, we have She Is Love, also from Healing Chemistry. 3.15 out of 5. You guys have got it in 118. I had it in 119. So we're very close to each other on a lot of these, actually. It's interesting. I don't know if there's been any that are 100% correct, but I will check that. But it's pretty close, one place off. Yeah, it's the most sort of just flat out love song that kind of Noel ever wrote, and just a cheesy breezy kind of pop love song that I really just cannot be doing with. You know, some really terrible lyrics in there that just do nothing for me at all. It's fine, you know, it is okay, and probably if I just heard it randomly on the radio or something, then I'd think, yeah, that was good actually, it's not that bad, is it? But you know, in the grand scheme of what Oasis have done and what Oasis could have done at the time, especially when you consider the other B-sides that were around and available that could have been on Healing Chemistry, why are we messing around with All I Know Is I'm In Love With Someone Who Loves Me Too? You know, it's just not good enough, Noel. The video is really good, the unreleased video. If you haven't watched my YouTube video ranking the Oasis videos, definitely give that a watch, because I break down the what happened with the with the video they made that then wasn't released. So, and you can listen to me talk about it and physically see it as well. So that's worth a look. So that's at 118, 3.15. I had it at 119. 117 is another cover. It is You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. You guys got it at 117. I've got it at 104. So quite a bit higher. Really, I think it's pretty basic. I mean, I think Noel sings it and plays it really well, and it's one that means a lot because it was one that I had on bootlegs and things, so it probably jumps up a bit in my estimation for that. I personally prefer it to some of the rockier covers they did where Noel sang, because at least this is just like an acoustic cover, so it's just like a nice little curio rather than a wasted opportunity, I think. And yeah, it's very similar to the John Lennon Beatles original. So I don't think he does anything new with it, but you know, it was just great at the time to have like, Noel Gallagher's done a version of, you know, of this Beatles song. You know, it was just really exciting to have it on bootlegs and stuff. So jumps up a few places for me. I've got it at 104. You guys had it at 117. All right, 116, we have Thank You for the Good Times. This is another one with a big disparity for me. I really like this song. I've got it at 68. So you guys have got it all the way down here at 116, 3.16 out of 5. I think this is lovely. I think it's really gorgeous. It's another one that, having interviewed Andy Bell, gave me a bit more of an appreciation for it. I listened to it quite a lot more. And yeah, and then hearing Andy talk about the lyrics, how it's like, you know, it was a message to the group, which we kind of thought it was. So yeah, so I think that sort of means I really appreciate it more, actually. And yeah, I think you guys are a bit harsh there, to be honest, at 116. I have it at 68. All right, 115, we have The Meaning of Soul. 2008, 3.19 out of 5. Once again, I've got this at 67. I've got it quite a lot higher. Similar, I suppose, to Ain't Got Nothing. I like the fact it's like pounds along and it's got a bit of passion to it. It's got a bit of anger to it. It's not, you know, genius. It's not a Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan level song, but you know, get out of my way, I dig what you say, 10 out of 10, all right. You know, it's just great, it's just good fun. It's great to see him do it live, like on TV shows and stuff. They did it a couple of times. And it's just cool, that's what you want. When you're seeing a live band like them, you want some stompers like that. So I love a stomper. Yeah, very harsh to be down at 115. Another stomper at 114, Eyeball Tickler. One of the ones I really like, but I know it's not particularly good. I think it's Meaning of Souls a lot better than it. I had this at 107. This is probably one of the most aggressive and most sort of upbeat Oasis rockers, especially in the later years. And it's a Gem sort of classic with sort of random weird Gem lyrics, as you sort of come to expect. So, yeah, it's a good, fun rocker, but, you know, a bit kind of empty beyond that. So, yeah, I had it at 107. You guys have it at 114. Next up, 113, we have Mucky Fingers, 3.2 out of 5. I had it quite a bit lower. I had it at 130. I sort of always lump it in with kind of Force of Nature, and it's like a Noel-led stompy kind of song that doesn't really do it for me. There's a couple of lines of lyrics that I do like in it, the sort of the melodies, that, like, there's that Life in the City line that's got quite a good melody, but other than that, it's, there's no melody. I know, I think you're prepared, and there's another meaning of life, you know, it's no melody. Like, write a melody, Noel. You know, I know it's got quite a good groove to it and stuff, and you know, it's like he was just enjoying playing with the band at that time, and they were just into that groove, doing songs that, like, similar to this. But no, it doesn't do much for me. So hence, you guys have it at 113. I had it at 130. All right, 112, we have Better Man, the last track, if you don't include The Cage, from Heathen Chemistry. Liam Gallagher original, 3.22 out of 5. I had it a little bit lower, 121. It's a fun kind of Rolling Stonesy sort of rocker. Not a huge amount to it. It kind of, you know, it sort of runs out of ideas after about 30 seconds, and then so just repeats them all again a bunch of times, which is something you sort of tend to find when you're analysing Liam's songs, both in Oasis and in BDI. Kind of tends to what happens with him. It's like, okay, you've kind of run out of melody, haven't you, after like 40 seconds, so we're just gonna have to repeat everything again and do like a yeah bit, you know, which is just like, okay, that'll knock out another 30 seconds. Right, can we get it to 3 minutes? Okay, great. So yeah, it's not a particularly good song, but it's got quite a nice feel to it, and it's got a nice sort of idea around it as well. He wants to be a better man, which is understandable. 112, you guys had it. I had it at 121. All right, Helter Skelter next, the cover of the Beatles track with Noel on vocals, from the Standing on the Shoulder of Giants era. You guys got it at 111, 3.23 out of 5. I've got it quite a bit lower, 131. Primarily because I love the Beatles original. I think it's a very important song in history of kind of rock and roll and development of heavy metal. And the way that Paul McCartney sings it and screeches and crying out and doing his little Richard and "See You Again," it's amazing. And then Noel comes in and just belts it out like a normal boring rocker. And it kind of sucks away kind of really what makes it special. There's another one coming up in a few places, which I feel the same way about. I wonder if you can guess what one. So I've got this at 131, quite a bit lower than you guys. You have it at 111. 110, we have Shout It Out Loud. I had it 102, a few places higher. Shout It Out Loud, I suppose it's one of those that kind of gets forgotten about a little bit. It's one of those sort of B-sides. It's not really a really beautiful one, but it's not like a rocker. It's kind of in the middle of one of those sort of songs from around this era that, you know, a lot of them from sort of the Noel's demos. I don't know if this was on Noel's demos, actually. I don't think it was. The Standing on the Shoulder of Giants demos, there's a lot of them that then, like this and Carry Us All and Revolution Song and things like this, that are just sort of in that sort of same feel, mid-tempo, quite introspective and stuff that they just didn't really fit for the albums at this time. But I do really like it. I know it's one of those that probably doesn't jump out very much for that reason. But every time I listen to it, I think, yeah, I should listen to that more. That is a really good song. So yeah, you guys had it at 110. I had it at 102. All right, 109, we have Merry Christmas, Everybody, 3.25 out of 5. I had it quite a bit lower at 128. I like it, and obviously it always gets played a number of times in my household around Christmas. I like some of the quirks about how Noel sort of delivers it. Could have done with it being, you know, given the choice, a full rocked up version with Liam singing would have been very cool. But as it is, we get this sort of acoustic-y version with Noel with a, you know, not a huge amount extra going on. But it's good fun and I do enjoy it. And I like the fact he whispers, "It's Christmas" at the end instead of kind of doing the full noddy holder, "It's Christmas." So, yeah, so it's a good, fine cover. Nice one to have on Christmas playlists and things like that. But beyond that, pretty pointless. 109, you guys had it ranked. I had it at 128th. Next up, 108, and this is another one I kind of lump in with Helter Skelter. This is Heroes, and the reason I've got it lower, I've got it 124, is same as the Helter Skelter thing. You know, that vocal that Bowie does is so impassioned and so special and so meaningful that you really feel he's playing a character and he's doing an amazing job with it, whereas Noel just belts it. So it's not that interesting because he's just belting it out. And so I can understand why he's done it. He loves certain songs, he loves them, he wants to cover them, but certain songs, you know, should be left alone. Similar to his recent Joy Division cover, Level Terrace Park, you think, no, you're not going to bring anything to that. Leave that one alone. So, yeah, I think you should have left this one alone. So, yeah, I have it at 124. You guys had it at 108. All right, 107 is next. We have The Fame, one of the B-sides from the Be Here Now era. You guys had it at 3.26. I had it a lot higher. I have it at 61. I really think this is great. I love all the B-sides from this era. They all, they were such regular plays for me. I never skipped them. And The Fame is just rollicks along at such a pace. It's so well produced, same as everything on that album. So much time and effort and energy went into them. I love the lyrics. I love how witty it is. It's beautiful. So, yeah, very strange. I'm surprised that you guys have got it that low at 107 because I love The Fame. I've got it at 61. All right, 106, we have Just Getting Older, 3.27 out of 5. I had it a bit higher, not very much, at 101. I do really like this one. I preferred it when it was on the Jet Giants demos. And then when it came out in the Heathen Chemistry era, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that one from the demo. But it was one of those, same as a lot of those, that just I didn't really feel that when they did the full version, it really elevated it. So I think it's fine. It's got a nice sort of vibe to it. And I like the fact it takes off a bit in the chorus because you sort of think about, when you, especially when you see a title and you imagine that, am I cracking up or just getting older? But no, it does have that bit where it kicks off into the chorus where it's, you know, and again, will be like, which is good. So it's got some good melody in there. You guys had it at 106. I had it at 101. 105, we have a Liam Gallagher song from Heathen Chemistry, Love Like a Bomb, 3.29 out of 5. I had it at 116, you guys had it at 105, so I had it a little bit lower. It's another one of the early written Liam songs we think not quite good enough as a song. I do like it. And it's sort of, you know, it's obviously around the era. You've got everything's well produced. You've got Andy and Gem and Alan White sort of firing all cylinders. So yeah, but it's not one that I sort of desperately flick on very often. But it's got a nice vibe to it. I like the rhythm. And yeah, it's a decent song with decent lyrics. But yeah, doesn't hit the heights of other songs from the era. Okay, 104. We have a very tricky one to score, which is the All Around the World reprise. I had it 126. I think I lumped it in with a bunch of sort of instrumentals around that low end, because you just think, yeah, well, I don't tend to listen to them. They're all fine in what they are. So I sort of lumped them all together. You guys have this a lot higher, 104, 3.31 out of 5. And I can understand that because, you know, it is a really pleasant listen. It's obviously by itself, it probably wouldn't work. But coming on the heels of where it is on the album, having had All Around the World, then it's Getting Better Man, then back to this. It's a really, really pleasant listen, you know, and it's very impressive, like the structure of it and the orchestration and everything done by our friend Nick Ingman. Yeah, it's fantastically put together, really. You can't argue with that at all. So, yeah, so there it is at 104. I had it 126, which actually does feel quite harsh. It was just really to lump it in with all the other instrumentals, really. 103, we have Help. So this is the sort of the Noel Gallagher, very pared down, sad kind of acoustic-y version of Help. You guys give it a 3.32, 103. I had it quite a bit lower. I had it 123 because I think it's quite sad and dull. And I love the song Help. I think it's brilliant. I think it's got so much energy. And I think what Noel was doing here is trying to sort of get back to the original feel of what the song was supposed to be. You know, it is a cry for help after all. But in doing so, I just find it a bit dull and sad and quiet, and I never choose to listen to it. So, yeah. So I had it at 123. You guys had it at 103. 102, Part of the Queue. Sounds like bingo, doesn't it? Now, 102, Part of the Queue, from Don't Believe the Truth, 3.33 out of 5. I had it quite a bit higher, actually. I had it at 76. I think there's something different about this one. It sort of it stands out quite well. It sounds probably more like a High Flying Bird song, just the way it's structured and the instrumentation and stuff. But yeah, I think the melody and everything is really well put together. It flows really well. Stand Tall, Stand Proud is like a nice sort of sentiment in the chorus. And just the way that that then flows into In This Town all the way to the end. And it's got a really nice kind of rhythm. I think, is it close to Golden Brown by the Stranglers, I think? Or maybe it's another Strangler song or a Wire song or something. But it's definitely got that late 70s feel to it. But yeah, I really like this one. I never skip it. Really fun one to listen to on the album. Noel does a good job. Would Liam have sang it better? Maybe. But no, I do really enjoy Noel singing this one. Part of the Queue, 102. I had it at 76. 101, we have A Bell Will Ring. 3.34 out of 5. I had it a bit higher. I had it at 74. This is another Gem Archer tune. Definitely got those vibes of sort of like Beatles, Revolver kind of era. Sort of a nice sunniness about it. All will be brand new, it's like a nice sentiment. A little space, a little time, see what it can do. A little faith, peace of mind, see what passes through. The sun will shine on you. So it's got that, once again, similar sort of vibe and rhythm to a lot of the songs around this time. But I really like it. It's got sort of, it sums up Gem, I think. You know, he's always come across as like really positive and vibrant and happy and pleasant. And this is exactly that. So I really like this song. It's not going to change the world, but it is really lovely. You guys had it at 101. I had it at 74. And we are going to put a pin in it there. So we have done from 143 all the way to 101. So when we come back next time, we will be doing the top 100. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Oasis podcast. As I said, I hope nothing has happened dramatically in the world since I've been away. I've just sort of recorded this a few days ago and set it to upload. So if something's happened in the meantime, I wasn't aware of it. But yes, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. Do remember to follow on the social medias. Give us a support me over on patreon.com/oasispod. Give us a follow over on YouTube. You can always drop me an email on oasispod@gmail.com. Anything you want to ask about the podcast, or if you want to share your thoughts, do please let me know. If you're listening to this or watching this on YouTube, then feel free to share some of your views on these different rankings below. If you want to check them out on Twitter, then if you just search for hashtag OasisA2Z, you'll see all of the OasisA to Z hashtags I've done. And you can sort of try and have a look at numbers and look at the individual songs and how they've broken down and stuff. So anyway, that will do it for today. Thank you very much for listening. Come back again very soon for numbers 100 to 1. See you guys again. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.